This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Beverly Boys basketball coach Scott Lewis, retiring Beverly Boys basketball coach Scott Lewis. Scott, hello, welcome.
Hey, thank you very much.
Great to be talking with you again, and we only talk during the basketball season, it seems like, and so here we are talking out of season, I guess, but you obviously met with the team this past week or last week, and I guess what did you tell them, and what were the reasons for kind of stepping down?
I mean, it's been something that's been weighing on my mind for a while about, stepping down from coaching and sort of retiring and spending more time with my family. I live in Bridgewater, and I coach up in Beverly. And, the commute, that doesn't really bother me, but the difficult part of all that is that I'm gone all day. So, basically during the season, I see my family in the morning at breakfast time, and then everybody's in bed by the time I get home at night. After a long time of doing that, I just felt like it wasn't fair to them. My son's going into high school next year, and I finally kind of came up with the decision that it's time to walk away. So I went in, and I talked to Dan Keefe, and, I let him know, and then I met with the players, immediately after that. Kind of, I got them all squared away for this summer league and things like that, and I told them the news.
Yeah, well, I can certainly understand that, and in traveling doing that commute in the winter, I mean, maybe a lot of times people are off the roads because it's because of the storms and stuff. But I'm sure you have a few stories from Beverly to Bridgewater, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. It was I think my record was about 4.5 hours one day. snow and whatever else that was going on that day. So there was a lot of hands on the wheel rides.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I were a Beverly player, I'm thinking, hey, I wonder if the coach will make it up this day, But
it was always we always had a backup plan for make sure one of my assistants was going to be there if the weather was iffy.
Well, I look at your, Scott, when your teams, you guys Beverly basketball, is one of those things where you seem to get a lot out. You guys played well as a team, I always thought. You know what I mean? That
right.
Somehow or other you made the parts kind of work together. There are a number of teams that have done that over the years, but it seemed like Beverly, you were able to look at what you had and come up with a plan and kind of make it work.
Right. No, well, thank you. I just felt like we tried to play as a team and not be individuals and, try to get, depending on what kind of team we had that year, let's figure out what everybody's role is going to be. Let's talk about it so everyone's all on the same page, and then let's just go out and do it. And, that's kind of the formula we've always tried to put together.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure you've been asked this question a few times here. What particular memories, particular teams, seasons, games, what are the highlights, or what kinds of things do you take away?
It's such a hard question because there's so many things that have happened through, the 13 years as head coach, never mind the years as a JV coach, which I think was 7. But for me, the things that I'm taking away from it is just the players, the relationships that, the friendships that we have even now today, since I've announced this, my phone's been blowing up with, text messages and phone calls from kids, 10 and 11 years ago even, which has been, just sort of cements to me the fact that, that we've had such good relationships over the years.
Yeah, I know that Dan Keefe, who is, I would call, new on the job as Beverly's athletic director, has some very kind things to say about you. And in the short time, I guess, that he has known you as well. I mean, you were there long, long before Dan Keefe was. And,
right.
I'm sure that was very appreciative on your part as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Cause, when Dan came in, I wasn't sure of, we didn't really know each other very well at all. And I had such a good relationship with James Coffey. I wasn't sure how that was going to be, but we hit it off right away. And, we spent a lot of time talking basketball in his office, and he was great to work for. We had a terrific relationship.
Yeah, and I get
still will, hopefully.
Yeah, and I get the fact that there comes a time when you know, you have to make some decisions based on your family and different things like that. And there comes a time when that clock kind of runs out a little bit, and it's hard to say when it happens. Is this something that have you been thinking about this over the past year or two, or is it just something that kind of just came at you here with the?
I think for the last few years, I've thought it over, and I always tried to give myself a few months after the season to not make a decision right after, because you're exhausted when that season ends, physically and emotionally, and it was always something drawing me back, and for this year in particular, we had such a great group of seniors, and I felt like some of the coaches had just retired, and I didn't want them to have all new coaches for their senior year, and so that was one of the part of the reasons that drew me back.
Yeah,
I would say too. I mean, and I told the kids this: there's never like a great time to leave, because there's always going to be some kids that are left behind. Unless you have a group of 13 seniors that you can ride out with. So that's a little heartbreaking, because you do get them. You get attached to your players, and they're your family, and then you feel like you're letting them down when you leave.
Yeah. As a you're a coach, you're a teacher coach, and I think you exemplify that. Is that throughout the game, you watch a high school basketball game, and the great coaches are teaching, from the start of the game to the end of the game, and picking their moments, because kids can't listen for what is it, 32 straight minutes? They can't listen, but they can listen from time to time. And let me ask you this: do you have a story or two, either? You call a timeout, and after a timeout, something good happens? Or do you have a story where you call a timeout, and then nothing goes right after that, despite what you're talking about?
Both sides. I remember there was a game one time where I was telling the player, this is how it's going to play out. We had a lead. I was like, we're gonna get a stop here, and then we're going to hold the ball, bring them out. We're going to run this play, get a layup. And then none of that happens. We don't get the stop. We turn the ball over. They come down and score, and we end up going to overtime and end up winning the game. But it's funny. Sometimes you can draw it up, and it doesn't work. And then vice versa. There was a time we were this was a while back. We were down 8 with maybe a minute to go or so, and we talked it over during the timeout. It's not over. Let's just keep trying, making plays. And then boom, 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 we end up winning the game by 2. So it's funny how those things work out. Yeah. Or not work out.
Yeah. Let me, Scott, maybe just to wrap up with a couple of other questions here. As a coach, I'm sure you're always looking at other coaches as well over the years. That's only natural, and when I say that, I mean influences, not just style, but things that they do, things that they bring to players. What is it? Where were your coaching influences? Who influenced you, to be the coach that you are, so to speak?
I think, you look back on your coaches growing up. As a kid, when I was younger, I got to play from my dad. In playing basketball for, in the Kiwanis program in Beverly. When I got to high school, my soccer coaches, Bill Foley at the time, then Paul Bradley. And then I had Michael Bryan as my JV basketball coach, and then Michael Penner as my varsity coach. And you just try to pick, moments from all of those people that work, and then sometimes that don't work,
I go way back from to the WESX days, Scott, so I remember Bill Foley, so.
Yeah, so. I figured you might, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was a great coach. I mean, those were great times. Those guys they really brought soccer alive to the North Shore back in those days, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah, Bill, he had to step down between going into my junior season. He got his vice principal job at one of the schools, and but then Paul Bradley came in, and we kept going after that, and they all had their ways. Those guys were just tough guys. They taught you the mental toughness and physical toughness part of the game.
All right, Scott, last open-ended question for you. Anything else you want to share with us about your 13 years as head coach, and as you mentioned, 7 years as a JV coach, and of course playing at Beverly High School as well, playing athletics.
I've certainly enjoyed myself at Beverly. You don't stay there for that long if you weren't enjoying yourself. It, you know, where I grew up and the relationships from everybody at the school, the administrators that have come and gone through the years, and the other coaches at the school, and it's a place where everyone roots for everyone. So it doesn't matter if you're the basketball team or the baseball team, the lacrosse team, the track teams. You know, we're all pulling for each other. It's such a tight knit school where the student athletes are pulling for each other. You know, we have great crowds at our basketball games with the student athletes and the students in the school. So it's difficult to walk away from all those relationships that you formed over the years at Beverly High.
And I just want to add one little thought myself, Scott, is, you mentioned James Coffey, and I'll mention him and Dan Keefe coming over to Beverly High School to do whatever sporting event it might be, football, basketball. You always felt welcome, and in particular yourself too, Scott. Thanks for all your help over the years as well. You know, we have a few demands, and you're always there for us, and we do appreciate that. So thanks so much for all of your help.
You're welcome. You know, we certainly appreciate everything that you do for high school athletics.
All right. Well, Scott, great talking with you. Best of luck on everything, and stay out of Beverly. Stay in Bridgewater. Get some rest, you know.
Exactly. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Scott Lewis, retiring boys basketball coach at Beverly High School. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.